Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To November 3rd, what does it look like? Massive early voting and expected big crowds on November 3rd. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you're safe and sound wherever you hail from, even if it's outside of our borders, as I know we have many people listening to us in other countries who are fascinated, by the way, by the election. It comes down to turnout. That's it. I mean, this is it. This is the fight. Election day itself. And before the votes roll in, and we have more that have been cast already than any election in American history, crazy, then we'll see what the final total is, and we'll see what happens in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and whether or not we're going to see some flips or we're going to see some flops. Depends on what party you're pulling for, I suppose, of course, right? And I think it's hard to completely know for sure, even though you'll see headlines that say, oh, you know, 11, I saw a headline earlier in the day, 11% chance that the president will win. And then I looked at polls, and there were polls that weren't leaning right, that had them very close, Biden and Harris versus Trump and Pence, so close, too close to call, within the margin of error. So go figure. I really think that turnout, that the turnout on the 3rd combined with the early voting, I mean, that's it, right? And to see these numbers rise in some of these districts is, I think it's surprising, and then not so shocking in another way because of the polarization of Americans and what's now happened. Neighbor knocking down neighbor, attack conversation, craziness, and the chaos that COVID has wreaked on our lives, whether it's chopping off a massive amount of your business or completely shutting you out of the game, children at home trying to figure out how the whole learning thing is working when everybody thinks, oh, everybody's doing such a great job. No, these kids are pulling their hair out because they're so stressed, and then trying to make sure everybody's set up, and then taking roll call for 20 minutes before you even start the classes. I mean, the insanity of what teachers have gone through and kids have gone through, and what kind of tests are they supposed to take, and then moving between grades. Wow. I can't imagine being in high school during this. I can't imagine being in middle school. I mean, what age level would be the best to deal with this? It's a nightmare is what it is. And we know it, right? And we keep hearing the back to normal, but that's what people want. We want to hear back to normal. We do. But there is no back to normal. It's never going to be the way it was. It's going to be tweaked differently no matter what. So anyway, I looked at the latest numbers from the Washington Post ABC News poll in Pennsylvania and Florida, because those are two big states. In big states for what could matter with the presidential election. So Joe Biden right now, 51% of the vote, likely voters that were polled. Donald Trump, 44%. In Florida, Donald Trump, 50%. Joe Biden, 48%. And again, that's Washington Post ABC News poll. Then you have the poll, the presidential election in Iowa, the Iowa poll. And the Iowa poll shows Donald Trump with 48%, Joe Biden with 41%. Other races that could matter in the voting wars. Because looking at how it's looking in some key states and some key races, like Arizona, and we have lots of listeners, great listeners in Arizona. Woohoo! Tucson, Arizona. Mark Kelly, Democrat, astronaut, 52% right now. Martha McSally, the Republican, 45%. This is according to a CNN SSRS poll, likely voters. Michigan, the Democrat, Gary Peters, 52%. John James, the Republican, 40%. North Carolina, oh, so close. Cal Cunningham, the Democrat, 47%. Tom Tillis, 44%. But there's this final wave, right? And a lot of times, what that support looks like in these polls isn't really what happens, because suddenly, that's why it's hard to gauge. It can collapse on election day because you have this tsunami of voters. That happened in 2014 for Tom Tillis, who won the seat and didn't look like he was going to win the seat in some of the early polling. So I think, you know, some of it's flimsy, even though there's a reason why people pay for polls. I've said this before. Why would it be such a multi-million dollar business if the polls were never, ever right? And the answer is sometimes it is, right? But here's the other part of this. If it's so, so close, I mean, there's such a great chance we're not going to know on November 3rd. I hate that, right? I would rather, instead of the dragging out, but I want what's accurate. Like, I want what's accurate. I don't understand how in the United States of America, the greatest country with some of the smartest people, and the years and years that we've been doing this, that of course there's going to be some mistakes. Nothing is 100% in our lives. But how we get tripped up on some of the cockamamie things that happen at these polling places, I don't get it. Right? I don't get it. Crazy. But I can tell you, Pennsylvania, all night and day long, it's going to be Pennsylvania, what's happening in Pennsylvania, what's happening in Florida, they throw in Florida there, and probably Texas, because there's a thought that Texas might actually go Dem, which would be shocking, and that hasn't happened in a very, very long time. I think it'll just be short, but maybe not. Maybe not, right? And there's some last-minute maneuvers we're going to talk about with Clarissa Martinez at the tail end of this hour, the Latino voter outreach. Because the Democrats especially, but also the Republicans, wanted to make sure that they were in there reaching out to the Latino community. In Florida, certainly, there are a lot of Cuban Americans who slant to the right, and then there are others that slant more to the left. And this is a battleground state, and this is a group of people that have a lot at stake in this election. Numbers coming up on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
The numbers, it's going to be all about the numbers with the election. The early numbers, the amount of people that have already voted is staggering, the biggest we've seen. I love it that people are out there voting. 93 million already voted. I'm one of those. I voted last week because of what we do here on the show and to be able to forecast and get all the numbers and the people together. It's the first time ever because I like to really vote on the third, but to make sure that it was safe for me, that I could be able to have contact with all the people I need to have contact with. It just didn't make any sense. And it was easy peasy to do that voting. So pretty interesting to see what has happened in some of these places and the voting totals, you know, what it looks like. Plenty of Republicans, plenty of Democrats, et cetera. And even some with the no party affiliation weighing in. So, yeah, how about that? Good job, America, getting out there and voting. And I think on the third, we're going to see just an avalanche of people that are going to go out and vote. You know, you've got how many more rallies left for the president? I think he's got 5 more to go. And this is it. This is the end of the line. And a lot of this polling has it too close to call in some places. Florida's a toss-up, which is a surprise because that's usually Republican, but it's still too close to call for either the Prez or for Biden. Texas is also a coin flip, it looks like, from polling anyway. And again, that can absolutely change. Speaking of Texas, the Texas Supreme Court denied an effort to invalidate over 126,000 ballots in Harris County. There was a big fight to have that happen. A federal judge is going to hold an emergency hearing Monday morning, less than 21 hours before the polls open on Election Day, to hear arguments on a similar challenge filed by the same group of Republicans who say that state law prohibits drive-through voting, so every vote cast from cars during the early voting period has to be tossed out as illegal. And that didn't happen the first time around, and what I just said, what the Supreme Court said on Sunday, they rejected that. So let's see what happens with this judge. And there's going to be other challenges, I think, that are going to pop up in other places. All right, numbers. COVID, 231,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19. Worldwide, 1.2 million. Total cases worldwide, 46.5 million in the United States, 9.28 million. And we're seeing surges happening in the Dakotas, where they hadn't had that before. That's happening in El Paso, Texas. They still are in that critical state where people are being flown out if it's really severe, because they don't have room. They don't have enough room in the hospitals, ICU beds anyway. Remember, that was always the big concern in some places. And there's talk of, you know, more businesses having to roll back. And then in other places, there is still talk of more places opening up. So it's, again, it's the whole whack-a-mole with this elusive SOB of a virus and how it's upended all of our worlds since the beginning of March, really before then. All right, Sean Connery, Bond, James Bond. I like Sean Connery, the old Bonds. He died at the age of 90. Oscar-winning Sean Connery. So it was announced, his family announced it. I mean, he is always remembered as the original James Bond, because he just had nailed that part, you know, as his... It was such a signature in the early days, 007. I mean, the suave, dangerous spy, the license to kill, the whole thing. And you see the pictures of him from the 60s, right? Like From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, You Only Live Twice, Diamonds Are Forever, all of that. And he just had sort of a sense of refinement, I guess, is the way to put that. And he won all kinds of awards and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it's interesting because when he was younger, I was reading some stories about him. He was a bricklayer, lifeguard. He listened to this job. He had a job as a coffin polisher. He was in the Navy for 3 years, and then he was a coffin polisher. Wow. So then he ends up, you know, appearing on screen. He gets an acting test, and the rest is history, and boom, what an incredible, incredible career he ended up having. Not just as Bond, but certainly starring in other movies as well. But we just remember him, Bond. I mean, just that's it. You know, you think of him, and that's what you think of, I think, for sure. All right, let's move to some more numbers. Here's the thing about voting. There is on November 3rd, there are places that are using this also to get maybe a little publicity, giving out some free stuff. Krispy Kreme is giving away glazed donuts with to all who come in with a special voting sticker while the supplies last. If you are stressed out, because we keep reading about people being stressed out over the election, Planet Fitness is offering a way to work off the stress. They've got a free workout and massage on November, all the way through November 3rd through November 8th. And so how about that, right? I guess there is also, on Election Day, it's National Sandwich Day, and so there are restaurants that are offering discounts and specials and all that kind of stuff. It's election day. You can get 50% off round-trip rides to the polls. Uber. That's right, you can. And there are also, if you need to take a bike, the roll to the polls. Free or reduced cost transportation to voters. So if you need the whole bike thing, you can go get a bike and you can pedal your way there, right? All right, how about this? One more. I'll just tell you about one more. Boston Market, from 9 o'clock till they close, you can get one free slider. You don't even have to buy anything. So whatever, turkey cheddar, chipotle, blah, 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 blah. Now they get this advertising from me. I mean, none of them are paying me for this, but I just think it's interesting because it's a clever way to, they know they're not going to, that most likely people are going to get something else, and so it's smart to try to pull people in that way, I guess, especially because of what we're living with, right, with COVID. That's what I'm just saying. All right, Etta. Do you know who Etta is? Not Etta James, the awesome singer from way back when. The tropical storm Etta is expected to intensify into the 12th hurricane on Monday. Yes, Hurricane Etta. In the Caribbean, can you believe this? 12th Atlantic hurricane of 2020. 28th storm of a historic season. I mean, 2020 has had it all. So what's it going to do? I mean, you know, too early to tell at this point, but we'll see what the path shows us. We just went through Zeta. Zeta was 11. The Greek alphabet has not been kind, has not been kind, my friends. All right, in the sports world, we do this thing called Nail the Score. You can nail the score with us. It's kind of like playing bingo. You don't have to know anything about football. You just guess the score and who's going to win when I say what the game of the week is. The game of the week was the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles won that game, and the nail the score thing, nobody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. So the Cowboys are now 2-6. They fell to 2-6 thanks to the Eagles' 23-9 win. Nobody had 23-9. See, you never know what the final score is going to be. Kind of interesting, hundreds of cardboard fans and 7,500 live ones were filling the Link, the stadium where Philadelphia plays, because this game was played in Philadelphia. I don't know. There's something about the cardboard cutout fans. I kind of like it. I'm just saying. Right? I mean, how many people had season tickets in our chest? Like, they scraped to get them together, and oh well. Maybe they got a cutout. 7,500 live ones. My, oh, my. Nail the score, Wednesday, last segment of the first hour. Stay with us.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus pandemic was front and center as both presidential candidates made some of their final stops to the campaign. President Trump talked about the successes of his administration's policies to combat the virus at a Sunday rally in North Carolina.
All of the what we produce now, we've become a production incredible, what we're doing and what we're sending to the world. The ventilators, what we're sending to the world. I mean, we're sending things that nobody could believe. The treatments that reduce the fatality rate now, 85%. Think of it. Think of it.
While former Vice President Biden laid out his COVID plan in Pennsylvania.
A plan for the full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccine when we get one. Imagine where we'd be if this president just wore a mask instead of mocked it from the beginning.
This is USA Radio News. Law enforcement across the country are preparing for unrest no matter who wins Tuesday's election.
As many Americans worry about unrest after Tuesday's election, National Police Association spokesperson Sergeant Betty Smith tells Fox News no matter who wins the election, unrest will probably spark up on American streets.
Well, there's so much that is happening right now, not just in our urban areas, but in our suburban and rural areas. American law enforcement is doing everything from putting additional officers on the street. We're doing tabletop exercises. We have garnered extra equipment. We are canceling days off. We are preparing. Let's face it, no matter who wins this election, we are going to have unrest in this country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A group of ICE agents are being readied to protect federal buildings and work with local police in Washington, D.C. should unrest occur in the Capitol, according to reports. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, we go to Australia, to a place I don't think that many of you might have been, and some of you have been, and it's incredibly gorgeous. It's absolutely on my list. And the author that we're speaking to this time around is Kit Adam, and his book is A Climate of Change. And there's a really good twist in this book, and we're going to talk about it. So, Kit, thanks so much for coming on.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah.
The book, what you and I were talking off the air, and you said something that was so fascinating to me, because processes and why someone writes a book is always intriguing. And first of all, you wrote it while en route, and we'll talk about that. And what the subject that you picked, I think, is so important. But how'd you pick your subject of what you were going to do for this book, for this novel, and where'd you write it?
Well, I picked the topic because I'd read quite a few books along similar themes, but I wanted to explore the anger that comes from child abuse, but to put a positive twist on it, so that instead of getting upset and angry, which we should about the child abuse, I wanted to show that with supportive families, lovers, friends, that you can actually derive positives from it. So that you can actually have strength of character rather than just let it overwhelm you. And and explore those aspects. And the writing aspect, as you said, en route, was done commuting from my hometown, which is an hour and 20 minutes from where I was working. So on the train every day, I would sit down, grab my coffee, open up the laptop and tap away for an hour and a bit. And then on the way home, I'd sit back and read what I'd written, change it, edit it, and those sort of things. And over a period of 18 months, it all came together.
And what did it feel like to have that process when you went through the process and then you actually get it published? What was that like?
Oh, fabulous. It was, I had no thoughts about getting it published. It was forced on to me by my friend who was a proofreader, and he said, this is worth hunting down and getting published. And I said, really? And he said, oh, yeah, it's a really good read. He said, it covers issues. He said, it won't be for everyone, but he said it's graphic in aspects, but it's also, he said, the lovely warmth and heart of the two main characters comes through. And the other aspect, which I'll allude to without giving too much away, is that he said it's very unusual. You start, it's in three parts. And the first part is told from the view of Robbie. The second part is told from the view of Robbie and Simon. So you get two narrators. And then the third part is told from Robbie, Simon and Cal. So you get three narrators. And he said he loved that idea of going from one person telling his viewpoint to two people giving their viewpoints of the same instances, and then three people. And he said, I love the way you crossed over and melded those characters, because you saw three different personalities, three different reactions, rather than just one self-centered reaction.
Well, and without giving too much away, but telling us, about the book, tell us about the plot. What's the book about?
Essentially the relationship of two guys who meet at 18 and how that develops over a 12-year period. And one of them comes from a family where the child abuse has been very systematic within an organization outside the family. And then the second one is the two main characters are separated, and there's a sort of a hunt to find each other again. One escapes, and then one goes to find and hunt. And then the third one, you get the rather graphically violent results of this sex abuse and how people respond to it. And that is solved through teamwork, I suppose you would call it. And the list of characters all play their separate little parts, so that you actually, I suppose, the last section turns into a bit of a thriller. And that sort of aspect, there are, yes, murders involved, but that leads up to relating right back to the very early parts of, are they revenge kills? Are they avenge kills? Rather than, and then you follow these eventually three characters and how they view each of these reactions to the different predicaments that they find themselves in. But I also wanted to be,
I also wanted to
show that the people around you can be positive and still enjoy life even when tragedy strikes really deep.
Right, as I said that at the beginning, there's your big twist, is the positivity, where we always see portrayed, oh, you have these friendships, you have these relationships of these guys, and automatically, no, we have to reject them as parents, and then, oh, maybe we'll come to accept them, but you don't portray that.
No, I found reading some books, I thought there was a lot of cliche that these, especially same-sex relationships, that the people would get together and then they'd battle their parents and they'd be out on their own and struggling. And I said, no, that's, the experience. I've got quite a few friends in same-sex relationships, and of all of them, every single one of them, the parents have backed them to the hilt. And to me, I wanted to portray that the maternal and paternal love, you love the person for whom they are, not what they are. And I wanted to give that message, that throughout the whole book there is a real essence that the family must love, continue to love and to support, and that's the real important aspect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Climate of Change is the name of the book, and we want to tell everyone, Kit Adam, that's who we're speaking to, and you can pick that up on Amazon. And, you know, you gave us some idea of what the plot's about, all of that. What do you hope people, and I think you've said it, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Look, I hope that they take away, A, that it doesn't matter how tragic, how sad, how bad things are, but if you have that support network, you'll get through. You know, one of the characters who loses a very close friend in the novel, or actually a sibling, makes a statement along the lines of that his younger brother, I don't want to give away too much of a plot here, but he said, that if I ever, ever forget the loss, then I'm not worthy. But if I, if I do stop thinking about him every day, I cease to live. And it's saying that, yes, you must be grateful. There was a great line, actually. It was in one of, when I lived in the UK, and it was in one of the American hospital soap operas. And I remember just, it was a funeral set, and I can't even think what show it was, but at the eulogy, the lead doctor basically made a statement, and it stuck with me all my life. And he said, I don't grieve. I'm very, so pleased that I was on the earth at the same time as that person. And that's the essence of this book. Don't grieve. Just be thankful that you actually knew that person. And I thought that is one of the best lines I've ever seen in any soap opera. I thought that's powerful, and it reminds me of, be thankful, not overwhelmed with grief.
Yeah.
You knew them.
And I think after listening, for people listening to us, listening to the description of, you know, what you wrote about, how you wrote it, which was so interesting, and the title to me is fascinating because it really fits now, A Climate of Change.
Yeah.
Is that how you came up with it? That, okay, here's this positivity, and it doesn't have to be negative.
No, and obviously one or two people thought it was an environmental book.
It
was to say that we are, I think, in regards to those sort of, well, you know, it started writing 3 years ago now, but we are in a decade, perhaps 2 decades, of our viewpoint to child abuse has changed completely. We don't sweep it under the carpet. We are now willing to talk about it. We're willing to express our anger. We're really to express our empathy towards victims. And I think having sort of, now that I'm in my late 50s, having come through that whole era where you didn't discuss that, it wasn't mentioned. And, you know, people would turn around, you know, even parents, and would say, oh, don't be silly, that never happens. We now say, don't be silly, it does happen. And we recognize it, and the climate of change is that we can change that because we now listen. We don't just watch. We don't just keep quiet. We now listen. We now act. And therefore, that is the change that's occurring. As, you know, talking to my son and his generation, they're angry that this happened to yours and my generation. But it's getting less and less because there's now, you don't do that. You talk about it. You don't keep it quiet. And so the change is coming that it's not acceptable and it's not to be silenced. And that's what I wanted to express. And throughout, because I set the book in the 80s, it's at that time where it was starting to be discussed, not silenced.
Yeah. Wow. So powerful. Kit Adam, what a delight to talk to you for all of our listeners to get to hear you. And this book, Climate of Change, is a game changer. So pick it up, and thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure, Kate. Yeah. Delightful. I just hope everyone understood my accent.
Yeah. Your accent's fine. You did good.
Not too broad.
This is sponsored by Amazon.
Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That number keeps on ticking up and up and up. But according to a new poll conducted by Unidos U.S. and Latino Decisions, COVID-19 is one of the top electoral issues for Latino voters. And that's not a surprise when you look at the pandemic and how it's affected the Latino communities health-wise, economically, that kind of thing. So many in the Latino communities are, of course, essential workers. And we are pleased to have Clarissa Martinez with us, Deputy Vice President at Unidos USA. Clarissa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to join you to have this conversation.
I have a lot of listeners. I do a syndicated show, and I have a lot of Latino listeners around the country and, frankly, around the world. But in Arizona, I know I've gotten a lot of calls from people in Arizona about this. So what are we seeing? What are the results of the latest research on what's happening?
Well, as you mentioned, right, the pandemic is disproportionately impacting the Latino community, certainly on the health front, where we see that Latinos in America are 1 in 6 of the population, but where it comes to COVID, we are 1 of every 3 who've had been infected. And so the health concern about the pandemic is not surprisingly coming up with an effective response to the pandemic has been dominating the priorities for Latino voters since the pandemic started. And very much joined with that is the number 2 and number 3 concerns, which talk about job creation and better wages, and also about lowering the cost of health care. Latinos are not only disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, we are also overrepresented among the essential workers that are helping the country survive. So these are very top of mind issues. And rounding up the top 5 is that Latino voters continue to be very concerned about discrimination and want to see a stop to it. And also we want to see a better treatment of immigrants, something we know a lot of Americans share that concern, particularly as we've seen this debate over the continuation of family separations.
Yeah, and are you, I guess, in having this conversation, are you excited that there are more people that are out there that are saying, no, we need to be heard? It feels like that to me. I lived in Spain, I've traveled extensively in South America, etc., and have so many friends that have had families affected by policies and some of the things that have happened, and they feel very excited about what they're seeing, that there's a wave of attention being paid. And of course, it's never enough. But do you feel like that at this point?
We know that there's going to be millions of Latinos voting, joining many other millions of their fellow Americans in the voting booth. But we also know that, unfortunately, where parties and campaigns are concerned, their outreach to these voters continues to be anemic. So in many ways, the community is organizing itself, and at the same time that we're battling the pandemic, trying to navigate the myriad changes that are being put in place for people to be able to cast their ballot. So one very key thing is for the campaigns and candidates, they need to reach out to these voters. And in working with our community and all their eligible voters out there is to help people navigate how the process is changing. Where are their polling locations? The fact that they can vote by mail or early so that they can avoid bigger lines on election day. And so helping people make their plan to vote has become a very, very critical element of this election season. And to be able to do that, we're also providing tools for people to be able to find timely and accurate information. So they can go to, AdelanteUnidos.com to seek help on how to make their voting plan, to be able to cast their ballot and know their rights, and to join all of us to make sure that every vote is counted.
Yeah, and that's important to have a plan, isn't it?
It's never been more important. We know Latinos are not the only ones that are being impacted, but for anybody out there who, because of their job, is at higher exposure, because they live in multi-generational families like many of us do, having the ability of different options that can reduce the exposure on you and your family, it shouldn't be the case that we need to make a choice between keeping ourselves healthy or keeping our democracy healthy. And that's where making a voting plan is so important, because we can do both.
Yeah, so well said. Clarissa Martinez, Deputy Vice President at Unidos U.S., thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article in The Atlantic a while ago, and they talked about the outreach efforts. And remember, with a Latino vote, you're talking about it's up for grabs. And it's in Florida, there are many conservative Cuban Americans that would vote Republican, and then many that would vote Democratic, too. So it's interesting that there's not a lot of outreach from either campaign, and it surprised me the interest that it wasn't there. So months of polling showed that Biden and Trump were pulling lower levels of Latino support compared with Hillary Clinton and Trump's, actually, at a similar point in 2016. And that they weren't turning out. They weren't out there pushing or doing what they could for the Latino vote. But historically, both parties rev up the outreach for Latinos only usually in the home stretch with, you know, last-minute Spanish language ads and door-knocking in Latino neighborhoods and, you know, in according to this Atlantic article that I read that was so well done, and I fact-checked a lot of it, and of course it was very accurate. They said, as of August, many Latino voters hadn't heard from a political party at all. And in June, if we rolled it back to June and think about that, it seems like it was forever ago because now it's like dog years for all of us, right? Because time just is, it's like standstill and then all of a sudden it goes fast, but that's a different story. But in June, majorities in Florida, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Texas said that they hadn't been contacted by a candidate, a campaign, or other political organizations at all. And even in September, early to mid-September, the national poll of Latino voters, only 40% said that they had been contacted, which, I mean, those are votes, right? So you wonder the ambivalence of, you wonder why there's ambivalence with that, with a serious voting block. It's so surprising to me. And you know, the Trump campaign are definitely they're out there now for sure, courting, as I mentioned, the conservative Latino support with digital and TV advertising and that kind of stuff that really paints Biden as anti-business and radical and stuff, and pushing that message. And now Biden, we're starting to see that they've repeated some of the same mistakes as the past presidential candidates, but now they've started to ramp things up, hired new staff, that kind of thing, just like they're watching what the president's crew is doing. And they rolled out an agenda for the Latino community. They announced some new ad buys in key states because, you know, they call it micro-targeting. And so they're starting to do the micro-targeting. And it's going to be wild to see what the percentages are when it's all said and done. But we appreciate Clarissa Martinez and her insights. And we appreciate all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.